This is Wave 105, welcoming back another musical phenomenon to the show. It's only busted with us. Matt James and Charlie are here. Welcome.
Hello. Hey,
how are you doing?
Very good indeed, thank you. I've just been looking back over the years, and I thought it was only like a couple of years ago that we were playing songs like What I Go to School For, but it was actually 2002, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, man, that's quite a while ago.
How on earth? Where's all the time gone in between?
I ask myself that all the time, every week, in fact.
Because we had a bit of a thing with McBusted, but now it's Busted again, with all three of you reunited, which a lot of people, including yourselves, kind of never expected to happen. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, we didn't think
correct.
So.
I think we actively didn't think it would happen. And, it's been a crazy journey, you know. We started this a couple of years ago, just talking about the idea of Busted coming back together. We reconnected our friendships. We'd spent a lot of time apart doing other things. And then, you know, we ended up in the studio making a record that we're all very proud of. And so that's, you know, our main focus at the moment is getting out there and showing people the new Busted, the new journey we're on, and getting people on board with it.
I have to say as well, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's, you know, it's new. And people kind of always half expect, when bands come back to do the same old, same old. But it's not even slightly the same old, same old, is it? It's really kind of a grown-up sound you've got now.
It is. I mean, if I'm honest, I think this new record is better than the last two records combined. And, you know, I think we are so excited about this. I think that we didn't want it to be an extension of what it was 10 years ago. We wanted to sort of start fresh, and we're super proud of the results. So looking forward to showing it to people, really.
I mean, the reason Busted broke up in the first place was kind of musical differences. So I think it would have been more weird for us to come back with the same style of music that we broke up about.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes much more sense for us to come back.
That would have been a bit phony.
Yeah, something new and exciting and something that makes us all genuinely creatively happy, which is what this record is.
Is it, you all sort of start independently of each other, you all sort of listen to similar old school music, you know, like Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah, love it.
Love Bruce Hornsby.
What on earth made you get into artists like Bruce Hornsby?
Because you just go where the good music is, and that's where it is.
The great thing is that no matter when you release a record, whether it's 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, you know, the great thing is now that you can delve back into golden eras that, you know, I mean, I remember like a couple of years ago just delving into the 70s, listening to stuff like Crosby, Stills and Nash, and always been a big Jackson Brown fan, Bruce Hornsby, you know, Phil Collins. There was a golden era of music that predates us as humans.
And timeless.
And it's just really nice to be able to go, you know, delve into almost our parents' record collections and sort of see the stuff that has influenced our generation. And that's what we really did for this record, was really just get in the mindset of appreciating some of the classic pop music of days gone by.
So the new single is called On What You're On. What is she on in that video?
She is on,
some good stuff.
Good.
She's on the good stuff, she is.
She's off her face, isn't she?
And we want to be on it.
Yeah, I want to be on that good stuff. I think the song is about, it's about, you know, these certain people you meet in your life, when you see someone, you're just like, you're on a different level to me. Like, there's something about you that I want. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I feel that was what the song was kind of referencing, you know, so it's kind of like, I love what he's having.
I know exactly what you mean. And the rest of the album, a little bit more gritty, I suppose. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, On What You're On is a good representation of what the record has to offer, but it's quite an eclectic sounding record. I mean, no one song really sounds the same. And, you know, there's definitely some curveballs in there that I think are going to surprise a few people.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very exciting times, you know. I mean, On What You're On is about to have things today. It's going to go over 1 million streams on Spotify, and it's just great feeling.
Great to see people embracing
to have it out there, and to see people listening to it is great.
And James can watch it in real time.
You were referencing some of the sort of, you know, parents' record collections and things, and it's quite a similar story, really. That the Eagles, when they split up, said they would never ever get back together.
When
Hell Freezes Over, and there they did the tour when the Hell Freezes Over tour, and then. Similar kind of thing to you, Pigs Might Fly. Pigs Can Fly tour coming up.
Yeah,
well, we just done that.
I like
so
the
pigs
reference
have
as
pigs
well.
Have flown. Yeah, and we did get that a lot, because it's sort of a we named our tour that, because it was sort of in the same reason, you know, like when people talked about us getting back together, it was like one of those things that would just never happen. You know, there was more chances of pigs flying, and that's why we named our tour Pigs Can Fly. But I mean, we've done it now, and we're back, and next year is about Night Driver.
Next year is where you got got the big tour coming up. You're just working solidly from the end of January to the beginning of March, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to be coming to see you, you know. Portsmouth Guildhall, 13th of Feb.
And Brighton Centre as well, which is not that far from us as well.
Quite close, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
So, it's going to be good, man. And you know what? Like, it's great to be able to come and play some of these intimate venues. Some of these venues we haven't played since the first time we actually went out as a band. So it's going to be a much more intimate setting for us to be able to showcase some of these new songs. We're going to be playing some of the old songs as well. So, yeah, man, we can't wait to come and have a good night with you guys.
I'm glad that you said that you're going to be playing some of the old songs as well, because otherwise there would be trouble, I think, if you didn't at least give a nod in that direction. But listen, good luck with the tour, good luck with the album, good luck with the single. We will play it now on the show. This is Busted. Thanks for coming and joining us. And here's What You're On.
Take care, mate.